Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 14th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Elevated pulmonary artery wedge pressure in group 1 pulmonary hypertension. The study identified a distinct subgroup of patients with an adjudicated group 1 pulmonary hypertension who demonstrated an elevated pulmonary artery wedge pressure exceeding 15 millimeters of mercury. It characterized this patient population by comparing their profiles to those with normal pulmonary artery wedge pressure and to patients with combined pre- and post-capillary pulmonary hypertension. This work establishes that not all group 1 pulmonary hypertension patients present with the expected normal pulmonary artery wedge pressure, highlighting diagnostic complexities. Article number 2. CCR8, expression on regulatory T cells, reveals trajectories of tissue adaptation and protects against myocardial infarction-induced tissue damage. This study revealed that CCR8 expression on regulatory T cells dictates their tissue adaptation trajectories within the heart following myocardial infarction. It found that these CCR8-positive regulatory T cells provide protection against myocardial infarction-induced tissue damage. The data delineated specific differentiation pathways of heart regulatory T cells in a murine model, establishing a molecular mechanism for regulatory T cell-mediated cardiac protection. Article number 3. Spatial transcriptomics reveals a key role of fibroblast-like vascular smooth muscle cells in human atherosclerotic cell crosstalk and stability. This study, using spatial and single-cell transcriptomics on 13 human carotid plaques, revealed a key role for fibroblast-like vascular smooth muscle cells in atherosclerotic cell crosstalk and plaque stability. It precisely mapped intercellular communication patterns within the human plaque microenvironments. The data demonstrated that these specific fibroblast-like vascular smooth muscle cells are critical mediators, identifying specific cellular interactions as potential novel targets for preventing atherosclerotic events. Article number 4. Soluble ST2 drives fulminant myocarditis progression via the 1, GF2, R, minus Y, Y1 myocardial axis. This study demonstrated that soluble ST2 drives the progression of fulminant myocarditis via the 1, GF2. R minus Y, Y1 mitochondrial axis. It defined the cellular source and function of soluble ST2 in a Coxsackie virus B3-induced fulminant myocarditis mouse model. The research found that markedly elevated soluble ST2 directly contributes to disease pathogenesis, establishing a critical mechanistic pathway that could be targeted for treating this high mortality inflammatory cardiomyopathy. Article number 5. Air pollution before and during the CO5. 1. D-19 pandemic, changes in risk of acute myocardial infarction. This study established ambient PM2.5 exposure as a known risk factor for acute myocardial infarction, distinguishing myocardial infarction with non-obstructive coronary arteries as a distinct subtype from myocardial infarction with obstructive coronary disease. It capitalized on the CO5-1, D-19 pandemic public health measures, which altered exposure patterns as a natural experiment. The research characterized the association between short-term PM2.5 exposure and these acute myocardial infarction subtypes during this unique period, providing crucial insights into how environmental shifts can influence risk profiles. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.